So you have this song, Spoon-Fed Women. Tell me a bit about this song.
Yeah, this song kind of came out of I wrote it, you know, several years after it's kind of the material that inspired it. And really, to me, what it became about is being self-sufficient and being someone who is just discerning of things. You know, I think when we're younger, it's a lot easier for us to sort of just to trust the people that are in our lives, and there are definitely, you know, trustworthy people that do take part in our lives. But I think as we get older, we obviously learn to be a little bit more self-sufficient, hopefully, and more discerning of information that is given to us. So this was just kind of born out of a time in my life where I was in kind of a, you know, codependent relationship with someone and not very self-sufficient and in my thought processes or my ideas, and being able to take a look at it several years later and kind of understand the place that I had been in gave me kind of the fuel to write this song.
Here it is, Spoon-Fed Women.
Spoon-fed, spoon-fed women. Spoon-fed, spoon-fed women. You like them spoon-fed women. Take them out to dinner. Show off all your tattoos. Explain all their meanings, yeah. Spoon-fed, spoon-fed women. Cause you know the weaker that they are, the deeper that they scar. You love to love them with your poetry, then walk away. You always told me that the timing wasn't right, that in a couple more years we could try this fight. Let me make it clear. So you can take me off your roster, delete all my numbers. What did you think I was?
Who did you think I was?
I'm not a spoon-fed woman. And you can't manipulate my grace. How you gonna lie to just save face? Boy, you are not a man you'll never be. Well, you're the greatest bullet that I've ever dodged in life, and I just can't believe I managed to dodge you twice. Let me make it clear, I'm fine, I'm fine. Cause this is not the way that love works. This is spoon-fed woman. I'm not a spoon-fed woman. Spoon-fed, spoon-fed woman.